So what have you got for me this time round?
Well, this is an adventure for both of us because I haven't read this yet. And sometimes it's nice to choose something that I know, you know, is a good read for whatever reasons. But sometimes I like to go on the journey of discovery as well. And this one has been listed quite a bit in bloggers' best of the year books that I've seen and was sent to me a while ago and never got a chance to read. So it's called A Dangerous Crossing and it's by Rachel Reese. And it's got a lovely concept, well, quite an interesting concept. It's set at the end of the 30s. Europe's on the brink of war, and we've got this central character, Lily Shepherd, who's about to leave England on an ocean liner for Australia. And it's about her journey on this cruise liner for, I don't know how long she's on there for, a few months. Which
and sounds like the Orient Express, yes, by Agatha Christie.
Well, this is what it's reminding me of, is an Agatha Christie mystery. So we'll have to see whether it delivers in that respect. But there is a mystery. The characters, the people on the boat that she meets aren't what they seem, and there is a murder.
Ooh, so we'll have to... Sounds just my sort of book.
Yes. But what's interesting as well is that this is the first book under this name, Rachel Reese. But in fact, the author has written before under the name Tammy Cohn, and she's written psychological thrillers. And I haven't read any of those either, so perhaps... if I get time, we ought to read one of those.
A whole new set of books to read.
Yes. But it is quite interesting when you discover an author has written under different names because they want to go for a different market, I suppose, a different readership. And so there are a number of people. I mean, J.K. Rowling has written under Robert Galbraith. Yeah, it was such a
and
different style of thing.
I love the Robert Galbraith
thing.
Books.
I do, yes.
Yeah, as well. Yeah. Although I think for the first one, no one knew, did they?
No, that's right.
And then the secret was broken. But by then, I think everyone had already liked these books,
hadn't
they? Yes,
which is amazing, isn't it? But another one who's a bit closer to home is Ellie Griffiths, because that's her pseudonym and her real name is Domenica De La Rosa.
See, I didn't know that. I know the Ellie Griffiths books, but yes. I didn't know the others.
Well, Ellie Griffiths is the thriller writer, and of course we know her because we like her books, but she sets them in Norfolk. But the Domenica De La Rosa, she was, it's romantic novels, so really quite different. And that's, you know, she wanted to set the distinction between the two books by having the different names. And she's coming to Suffolk next month, so I thought we'd better mention that.
Okay, and we'll give her a plug in a minute or two, because I they're her books that I sort of often buy or purchase. If I'm going on holiday, they're the ones that I often take with me where I go elsewhere. This one's Chalk Pit, is that the latest, I think?
I don't know. The one that she's promoting at the moment is called... Now, what is it called? It's called Dark Angel.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's the new one.
That's her new one,
that's coming
right.
out in February. The first one was called Crossing Places, and it was set in the marshland in Norfolk. And I think she'd gone on holiday there, and her husband had told her about all the secrets.
Her character lives on the... Dr. Ruth Galloway lives on the Norfolk coast, doesn't she?
Right, that's right. Yeah, she's a forensic archaeologist.
Yes, she
helps
is.
The police.
Well, there you go. So we both read those.
Yeah.
And I'll run through the details of where she's going to be. But back to this one, Dangerous Crossing by Rachel Reese. So it's her first one as this sort of...
historical crime novel, yeah.
And highly recommended. And we don't know anymore. So basically, we'll tell you what we think in a month's time. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
and you, work-wise, I mean, if people look at your website, the latest books you've reviewed and so on.
That's right. And events coming up. I mean, as I've mentioned before, Robert Peston's coming next week, in fact. Goodness, that's soon. But that was sold out ages ago. So I'm afraid no tickets for that. But Joanna Cannon, we discussed her book, Trouble with Sheep and Goats, a few weeks ago. She's coming to speak in Woodbridge at the end of January. And there's still a few tickets left for that. It's the 31st of January, which is a Wednesday evening.
Is that a browser's event?
It is, yes.
And can you remember the number off the top of your head?
The number is 01394 388 890.
Brilliant. Give that number a ring then if you want to snap up one of those tickets. And the Robert Peston, do you have a waiting list or anything?
It's very long waiting.
Okay, so it's definitely not worth putting your name down for that.
No.
As always, well, I'm looking forward to reading this. For once, shall I make one of my New Year's resolutions? See if I can actually get the book read by the time we talk about it. Trouble is, I want to finish My Name is Leon before I move on to the next one.
Yes, so don't be too hard on yourself then.
I'll do my best. And it's grey old winter, isn't it? January is the perfect time to be reading books.
Yeah, you need a nice log fire, don't you?
So, yeah. I'll just have a sofa. That'll do me as well. So the book that we've got to read at the moment, Dangerous Crossing, it's by Rachel Reese. You have a look at Catherine's website and she'll have listed all of the various books there as well.